We're CJMQ, The Cube. I'm Maureen Dillon, and today we're interviewing David James. David James is from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and you're a country rock artist, so welcome, David.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about how you got started in music. I read a little bit of your bio, and it says that you were born into the gospel music.
Yeah, you know, I was. My parents brought me up in the church, and so you know, I got my start singing in choirs and singing on Sunday mornings, so it's... That was kind of my first exposure to music. My mom listened to the Southern gospel artists growing up and all that stuff. So it was kind of a neat intro for me. And then, you know, my dad on the other flip side of it was kind of more into the classic rock. So, you know, I got a good mix between the two. Kind of almost say that I was born into gospel and then raised by rock and roll. So it kind of shines through a bit in my music, I think, a good combination, which is pretty neat.
It does. I love the sound of your music. Now, you come out with an EP recently, and right now, is this your first single, This Must Be It?
It is, yeah. It's kind of my first go at the whole music thing. First single off the first EP, and yeah, it's all really exciting stuff.
It is exciting. Now, where was this, where did you do it, in Nashville or Canada?
No, I did it right here, hometown in Winnipeg, Manitoba. You know, Winnipeg, of course, is well known just for... having extremely talented musicians, you know, just around the country and in the world. It's just known for being a hotbed. So thankfully I was just able to use all homegrown local talent here and keep it at home, which was a pretty neat experience as well.
It must have been a neat experience. So you got your name out, you got your first single out, and how's it doing?
Oh, it's doing pretty well, you know, as good as you can expect. You know, I guess when you take your first crack at these things, it's a steep learning curve, and you don't really know what to expect. But I've just had so many people kind of just helping me along, and you know, really taking me under their wing and giving me their expertise and great advice. And you know, I really couldn't be more thankful for everybody that's kind of helping me out with this project.
That's great. Sounds really exciting.
Yeah. No. Absolutely. It's kind of a dream come true. It's pretty neat.
It must be. Are you still playing hockey? I know that music took a backseat to hockey for a while. I was
Yeah, you know, maybe in my younger heydays when I was a little more athletic, but now it's kind of music is the focal point for me. Of course, being a good prairie boy, we like to pick up the puck and stick every now and then, but yeah, you know, for now it's just a fun pastime.
Okay. Now, did you write the song?
I did, yeah. All the songs on my record were written by me. Actually, this first single, This Must Be It, was the first song that I ever wrote when I was about 16 and a half years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get your first summer love, and you know, emotions are high. And so, like any other 16-year-old, I just tried to find an outlet, and mine was a country song, so there you go.
Okay, I love the song. It's a great song. So you resurrected it and put it on your EP, and that's your first single.
I did, yeah. It was kind of a neat happenstance, but I think it worked out pretty well.
How old are you now?
I'm 24 years old.
Okay, so not that much difference in my world, but...
you know, that's what people keep telling me.
Right. Your influences in music, I was reading Johnny Cash, YouTube, Rascal Flatts...
They're pretty diverse, aren't they? Yeah, you know, I think my main thing with music is I didn't ever really follow a genre. I just kind of followed a style, and I guess that style was just finding honesty and kind of that raw emotion in music, which I really, really like. So yeah, everything from Johnny Cash, you know, and his just incredible songwriting, just being able to take you through just such feeling with a seemingly short song, to, you know, the Rolling Stones and their little bit of Edge, or Marvin Gaye and a little bit of Motown. I really try and draw from all that, especially when I'm writing and performing too. A lot of people say that even my performances are very diverse, just because I've got such a diverse background, as we already talked about. And so it's kind of neat to see all those different elements. And I think it creates kind of a unique sound.
It does create a unique sound, and I really like it too. It's great.
So, thank you so much.
Are you doing a lot of performing this summer around the area?
I am. I'm doing a lot of shows, local shows out here in southern Manitoba, and you know, I'm going out west for a little bit. I'm playing in Vancouver, and I'm playing in BC a little bit, and then September back in the studio, gonna cut another record, and hopefully in the come springtime, I'll be heading out east there, so maybe I'll be able to stop in and meet all you folks.
That would be great. Good. So in September, you're working on another album. That's really good.
Yeah, I'm not the kind of guy who just likes to kind of sit around. I'm always working towards the next thing, and you know, whether it's a blessing or a curse, I've always got a bunch of things on my mind.
I like that. Yeah, I like that quote. Okay, anything else you'd like to add? I know you have a website. You might want to give our listeners the address for the website.
I do. Yeah, davidjamesmusic.ca. Feel free to go there. I'll have some concert postings, and there's pictures, and there's fun stuff up there, and I'm shooting a music video in August, and so for the single, and that'll be on there as well. And you know, you can like me on Facebook, and it's all good stuff. It's all fun stuff.
Good. And your music, your single and your EP, we can get that off your website or iTunes too, I guess.
All off my website, all on iTunes right now. Yeah, some of it on YouTube as well. If you want to just go check it out, kind of preview before you buy.
Good. Well, yeah. I don't think anybody would be disappointed if they bought your song for sure. So it's a
great
single. Okay, anything else to add before we go?
Oh, you know, just thank you so much for having me today. It's been a real pleasure talking to you. And to all those folks listening, you know, stay tuned and keep in the loop, like on Facebook, because hopefully in a few months I'll be making my way out there. It'll be nice to meet all of you.
Sounds exciting. We'd love to see you. Okay, well, you take care.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.